Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The mighty Black Hawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Black Hawks.
Yep, here they come again tonight. And from your WGN Radio Black Hawks broadcast team, let's say good morning to John Weideman. Hey, John. Whoops, is his button pressed? There you go. How you doing, John?
Morning. How you doing?
About 75%, which is about what I get here on Monday at 8:51. By the way, do you still play any hockey yourself?
I do. I played last night, in fact, with a group of guys I skate with a couple times a week, and it was a very good skate. You know, I'm 62, so I'm not flying up and down the ice. In fact, I never flew up and down the ice because I don't have the God-given speed. But it's a good workout, and it really does, help to trim the fat a little bit and keeps you mentally a little more sharp. And it's just an awful lot of fun. It's a tremendous escape, and I look forward to going to the rink and playing every time.
And you don't have anybody in the house there, anybody in the family saying, hey, you better cut that out. Why don't you just get on the couch where you belong?
Yeah, no, I'm very fortunate that way. I married a girl who was also a hockey player. And as luck would have it, her and I met at the local rink in her hometown. We were out one night. I didn't know, and she's a tremendous hockey player, I didn't know it. I didn't know she was a woman. I thought that, because I was playing pickup hockey with these guys, and, I thought that this is just another guy. And the way she played, she didn't play. And in all due respect to the ladies that are listening out there, please don't take this the wrong way, but when you play hockey with, back in the 90s, and women would come and play, they could be at times, a little bit deferential. Well, she wasn't that way. And so I thought the whole time, this is just another dude. And so I get over to the bench and, I did something really disgusting. And I hear her voice and I thought, oh, my God, I just did that in front of her. And she says, that's OK. I've got brothers. And that's how we met.
Wow. And does she ever check you in the kitchen and throw you into the sink? No,
no, no. But she can deliver a pretty terse message every now and again. So, gets my attention.
Well, the Blackhawks delivered a pretty terse mention on Saturday, John, and I think anyone who's followed Stanley Cup playoffs over the years knows that just because you win a game, even if it's kind of lopsided in that first game, you fully expect the other team to come back in game two, and maybe you caught them asleep, whatever. But how do the Blackhawks guard against the Edmonton Oilers coming back and evening up this series tonight?
Well, Dave, I think your question's a very good one, because that's one of the questions I'm going to ask Jeremy Colliton in so many words. Dave Tippett, who is the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, said in his press conference no less than five times that his team was not winning physical battles, and he believed that that was the root cause of them losing game number one. So when a head coach says that in a postgame press conference, in a sense, he's calling out his team. So I expect a response in period number one tonight. I expect the Oilers to come at the Blackhawks with a physical bent. And I think if the Blackhawks can survive period number one tonight, I think they have a good chance of winning game number two. Now, that's taking into account that, playoff games can be radically different from game to game. And when you're talking about the likes of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, who lead the NHL in scoring, you've got the potential for a high-scoring game, kind of like what we saw in game number one, and the Blackhawks could be on the receiving end of one of those scores. But the thing that comes out to me, guys, and I've been kind of analyzing this series, well, really since we found out we were going to be playing the Edmonton Oilers, I look at the goaltending, and I don't want to put the whammy of bad luck on Corey Crawford, but in my estimation, if both goaltenders, both goaltending tandems are healthy, I give the edge to the Blackhawks. And I think that could be the difference tonight. If Corey Crawford has one of those games where he just decides Edmonton's not going to get very much, then that could put the Blackhawks in front in this series. But I think, true to form, Dave, they have to expect period number one to be a very physical and intense first period.
What does the absence of Drake Caggiula do to the Blackhawks tonight?
Yeah, Caggiula got the one-game suspension for his hit on Tyler Ennis. When they slow that video down, you can see where Drake's shoulder made contact with Tyler Ennis's chin, and it hit him. It bent his head pretty good there. And I had a feeling when I saw it in slow motion, I thought, oh boy, that's going to draw a suspension. And it did. Okay. So one game suspension, and Jeremy Colliton and the Blackhawks have always been very good about just taking their medicine. That's how it is. Let's move on. I expect, I'm not the guy that makes the decision, but I'm expecting that type of a player to replace Drake Caggiula. And the guy I'm thinking of is a guy named Brandon Hagel, who the Blackhawks acquired in a trade, and they from Buffalo. Hagel is a guy that has kind of a penchant for playing a little bit of a physical game, a kind of a more well-rounded game, but it's a hard-working kind of a game. And I think that's the kind of skill set that Drake Caggiula brings to, the lineup. Drake's got quite a bit of grit, and you can see it in his play. So for the one game, that's my expectation. I could be way off. It could be that Jeremy Colliton will go with a guy like Dylan Sakura instead. And for Dylan, if he plays, it would be his playoff debut. So I guess we have to see.
WGN Radio's John Weideman, if needed on the ice, he can do it, as evidenced by his commentary earlier. And we'll be listening tonight, 9:30 tonight and tomorrow. Right, guys? Is that it?
It's actually 9:30 tonight and then 9:30 on Wednesday night.
All right. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks is right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, John. Good talking to you, as always.